talking education, education, and giving some students some extra support over the coming weeks. I am joined on the line now by Tim Hoffman, who is director at Elite IB Tutors, to explain some of the challenges and some of the support that is available over the coming weeks. So, Tim, first of all, welcome. Good morning. Thanks for joining us on The Breakfast Show.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
So, okay, we understand that because of COVID and a lack of teaching time globally, it's been a very complicated year. The IB exams have changed this coming May. So can you talk us through some of the key changes?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to believe, you know, it's been a year since COVID struck. And so the IB, being a global thing, have had to just constantly pivot. You know, they teach in 5,000 schools, almost 500,000 students around the world taking the program. So they had to be really reactive to just so many countries and their different policies and governments. And ultimately, they had to change the exams back last May, where they were cancelled. This past November as well, they had to kind of pivot those two. And then this May, they're going down a dual route. So some students, some countries are doing exams. Some are just using kind of coursework and internal grades for their scores. And so for most Swiss schools, or for all Swiss schools, they are doing exams. And what the IB had to do is just remove certain components. So some exams were just removed altogether. On others, they've taken out parts of the syllabus. It really changes a lot kind of course to course. And I'd advise to anybody listening, we've got a really good kind of online report all about it, because it is quite complicated and it's definitely worth taking time as students or as parents to understand the changes that have taken place.
So this whole dual route, as you say, the students in Switzerland are sitting the exams, but students in the UK aren't sitting exams. How is that going to work, and is it really fair?
Yeah, I mean, it's really tough. I think it's, you know, I work with a lot of the IB schools in the UK, and they all said yes to exams going ahead. They all wanted the exams to happen, but ultimately Ofqual in the UK cancelled A-level exams, which meant that their hand was forced slightly and they had to cancel the IB exams as well. But what the schools in the UK are doing anyway is still sitting internal exams for those students in order for them to give strong predicted grades, which means that the UK students are doing exams anyway. They're just not really getting the gravitas that comes with the IB certificate. So in many ways, I think students are better off having the exams. You know, there's more student ownership. They really are in far more control of the final score. And, you know, if they're off to university next year and they want to really feel prepared, I think having that kind of exam pressure definitely helps. And, you know, I've sat in on tons of these IB seminars, and they're saying that anybody going down the exam route or non-exam route, they're going to end up with the same scores. You know, the way it's distributed is the same. So I think as a student, you know, just try and see the positives. It's an opportunity to do the best job you can. They've tried to make it easier for you, so just embrace the situation.
So what about students then in slightly lower grades, looking at, say, grade 9, 10 or 11, who have also been affected? I mean, they are looking to do the IB in the years to come. How do they prepare? Is there any way to know what they'll be doing?
Well, for those who are in the first year of the IB, so I think in most Swiss schools, they call it year 12, you know, for IBDP1. The IB has already said that next year's May exams will follow the same system as this year's. So they realize, you know, students have already been so badly impacted this past year. So any changes that are happening to this year's May exams, the exact same thing is happening next May. So in many ways, those in year 12, you know, IBDP1, you know what's coming. You've got a whole year to prepare. You know exactly what's happening. And so they, in many ways, are advantaged, I suppose, compared to this year's students. For those in grades 9 and 10, I think, you know, just take ownership of the situation, speak to friends in the years above, see how they've coped with the situation, see which subjects they found especially tricky, given the changes that have taken place. And of course, you know, there are other ways to go about it. We run summer camps, so pre-IB camps for students in grade 10 going into 11, mid-IB camps for those in year 12 going into year 13. Usually, those would be much more in person. This year, we're going to probably have to stay online. We usually host them in Geneva. And that gives students a chance to really just play catch up and ensure there are no gaps in their knowledge, that they feel confident in what they're studying. And yeah, as I say, long story short, student ownership is the big thing. It's everybody's in the same position. So just try and stay positive and keep a positive mindset through all of this.
So for students that are preparing for exams, so for those students that are going through this year, they haven't got quite so long to prepare. We might be entering a phase now which feels a little last minute. What can students do over the next couple of months? What advice would you give them?
Number one, past papers. I know it's the old kind of cliche, but no matter how well you know your stuff, if you're not doing enough exams, you're just not well prepared. So right now, day one, if this is day one for you, I hope it isn't. I hope they're much further down that road. Just tons of past papers, tons of mark schemes. For those who are doing the IB, they'll know that for maths, that's a bit tricky because it's the kind of perfect storm where this is the first year that the new math syllabus is being examined, so it's a bit harder to find past papers. Find a study buddy, you know, someone that's at a similar level to you, someone that you work well with, that you can work alongside. Have a look if you can find a tutor. You know, we are a tutoring company, so if you'd like someone to support you playing catch up or just improving your exam skills, we can support with that. And also, you know, try and stay positive, stay calm, eat well, sleep well. All these things really do have a huge impact on how you perform come exam day. And then the final one, which I wouldn't usually recommend in previous years, but write by hand. You know, get used to using a pen again, because I think everybody's been so digital for so long that doing a 3-hour exam by hand might feel really alien. So take time to do that and prep for that.
Oh God, that's so true. I haven't written for a long time for a long time. And I think that eat well and sleep well is just generally good advice that we can probably all take on. I do know that you've got some Easter courses that are coming up over the coming weeks. So if students do feel that they could use a little extra support over the coming weeks, can you tell us a little bit more about those?
Yeah, sure. So, as I said, all our courses are online this year because of COVID restrictions. So, we're running our Easter camps from the April 3rd until 18th, fully online. The way it's structured is that for each subject that a student would want to take, spread across 4 days. So, you do 3.5 hours each day for 4 days, small groups, so 7 students max per class. And it's really meant to be just very intensive, really supportive, really well structured revision courses. So balancing, picking up areas of the syllabus that students are struggling with, doing tons of past paper questions, really getting into that exam methodology, all run by really engaging, really positive IB teachers. And those are, you know, as I say, starting April 3rd. So a lot of those are already filling out. So I would say for anybody who is interested, don't wait too long because we're closing registrations on the weekend. Or of course, if that's not for you, then you could find a one-to-one tutor as well. And we have a ton who could help students across pretty much every IB subject they're taking.
Tim, I imagine all the details are on your website. Can you give us that website address?
Absolutely, yeah. It's eliteib.ch.
Tim.
So hopefully an easy one to remember.
Tim Hoffman, Director of Elite IB. Thanks very much for telling us about what's happening, the changes, and also just general good life advice for students and for all of us, really, but particularly students sitting the IB this year. Tim, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me on.